I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. There was no threat to the public after an air monitor alarm to detect radiation went off early Monday morning at the waste isolation pilot plant just outside of Carlsbad, that according to WIP officials. However, employees at the plant were ordered temporarily to stay inside, although no radiological release was reported outside of the section of the site where waste is prepared for disposal. Once the all-clear was given, the order for employees to stay inside was lifted around 8:30 a.m. An investigation is underway as to why those alarms were activated. Chavez County Undersheriff Charles Islas on Monday identified 30-year-old Enrique Plasencia Jr. as the man who was found dead Wednesday, October 5th, on the edge of a field in the area of East Hobson and Omaha Roads in Chavez County. As of Monday, five persons of interest have been interviewed in this case, but they have not been detained.
One of the best tools that we have found is obviously Facebook, because, you know, it's one of those things where everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame unless the cops are looking for you. On a couple of those individuals, we had people call in and tell us where they were, and we went and picked them up and interviewed them. We had the other ones actually just walk in and say, hey, if I walk in, would you take me off Facebook?
The investigation is ongoing. The Lovington Fire Department will be conducting tests on emergency warning systems on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Siren locations are at the corner of Gum and 3rd Street, the corner of West Van Buren and 8th Street, and between Avenue K and Avenue J on 7th Street. And this is just a test conducted by the Lovington Fire Department. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.